Wake the kids, phone the neighbors, call in the pets. It's time for the Brenham Sports Line Sports Talk with a local attitude. The Brenham Sports Line is brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and by Classic Air Cleaner South, Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. Tonight on the Brenham Sports Line, we're talking Brenham High School soccer with the Cubs and the Cubettes tonight for the next hour here on the Brenham Sports Line. And props going out to Heine Mnuchin and his all-star band as we crank things up here on the Brenham Sports Line for another Monday night. And Brenham Sports Line brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and Classic Air Cleaners, Cecil Meekins and all the folks. Make sure you look great in everything they do. And in the studio is our sports line mascot, Mookie the Rabid Badger, as we get ready for another Monday night. And, of course, a little later on tonight, a little football game coming up. We'll talk about that at the end of sports line tonight, a little college football of interest. But right now, we're getting ready to talk soccer, a different kind of football here on the Brenham Sports Line tonight. As the Brenham Cub and Cubette soccer seasons are underway, we'll talk with Cubettes head coach Craig Boggan and members of the Cubettes in the second half of the program. But right now in studio, first-year Brenham head coach John Morgan of the Brenham Cubs. And, Coach, welcome back to the show. Great to have you here.
Hey, man. Great to be back.
All right. And, of course, the 2018 season is underway, and things got off to a flying start for the Brenham Cubs.
They did. We've had several great competitions as far as when it comes to scrimmaging. They kind of built us up to the moment. We had a great team that we played in Wimberley. Very, very physical, very strong, very well coached. And we were able to come away with a win there, and I think with the discipline that our team shows and the way they play, I think we're definitely going to see a lot more of that.
What are some of the things you felt that you were most happy to see first time out from your team?
Just the chemistry. I mean, it really is. They're all just one big family. I mean, we had a moment I think right before the holidays where we all got together for a Christmas dinner. There's a real big sense of family on the team. There's a lot of chemistry involved with it, and I think seeing that on the field, seeing how it works on the field, is what really impresses me. Seeing the discipline and the love for each other out there.
Now, I want to remind everybody that you can hear us on KBHI as well as our website KBHI.com, and also if you want to watch this live, you can. Check out our Facebook page. So check it out right now. We are streaming live on Facebook. What are some of the things that you have been really happy that you've been able to instill into this team? Because when you came in, the team's had a couple of down seasons after the program for many years had been one of the top programs at our level in the state, a regular visitor to the state tournament, the state Final Four, then kind of fell on some hard times. But how have you found things as far as taking over this program and kind of starting to build it back up?
Well, I think the great thing about it is the fact that, these guys are so skilled. Defenders, they're good. Midfielders, they're good. Strikers, they're good. I think the big thing that I've really enjoyed is trying to helped them understand, I guess, a deeper intellect of the game. It's not just passing and moving, but why are we passing and moving there? You know, why are we doing moves here? There's all a deeper reason than behind it, and I think helping them understand why everything works and moves the way it does to help it get to the greater goal, that's probably been the most fun for me. But these guys have the talent. It's really incredible to watch.
And as you kind of give us an idea, I know kind of your early indications of the personality of this team, because I know different teams have different personalities. Mm-hmm. As you've started to work with this group of guys, what are some of the things you see as a team personality at taking on?
Not quitting. I mean, it's this grinded out kind of personality. It was something that really kind of I got to see when they played Wimberley. You know, most teams as the game goes on, they start wearing down. I've never seen anything like it. Our team seemed to get stronger and stronger and stronger as the game went on, and I think that kind of take it deep, you know, take a team deep in the match, kind of personality, not quitting. You know, I think they have fun. They're eager. You know, I think our defender Nick, when he's in practice and when in games, you know, he often gives us that signal. You know, coach, feed me some more, feed me some more. So they love it.
All right, and now as you take a look at the pre-district schedule, mm-hmm. how does it set up as far as getting your team ready to face all kinds of different approaches and different kinds of game plans from what they'll see?
Well, I mean, it's just that. I mean, you get to see, you know, you get to see a lot of different looks and different people, how they match up against you. And I think we're with the pre-district, we're at a point where we can, you know, we can still kind of correct things, and because that's where you want. And the pre-district is still, you've learned a lot during the scrimmages. The pre-district is where you're starting to kind of fine-tune everything, and the district, everything's got to be perfect. And we're going to have various competition anywhere from the, you know, 4A, 5A, even 6A ranks. I think we play Langham Creek next week, and that'll give us a great test to see where we are.
And speaking of the pre-district schedule, how do you like it as far as the different levels of teams that you will see, and as far as really, like I said earlier, preparing them for what they're going to see down the road?
Well, I mean, I love it. I mean, everything is to the point where we can learn and build off of it, and I wouldn't say that any game is easy, but they're manageable. It's a chance for us to say, okay, guys, look, you know, we messed up here, you know, against a higher caliber team. We can't make that mistake. And I think that's another thing I think that I definitely would have to brag about the guys is we don't make many mistakes. So that's nice.
And you mentioned when we met a few months ago about and you mentioned it earlier, you touched on the skill level, seeing and watching videos of the players, the level that the talent is at. And it seemed like last year, despite the record, they were on the verge of some big wins last mm-hmm. year. There's just those one or two little things missing that we're gonna get them over the hump. And so, what are the things this year that are gonna get them over those humps and win those close games?
I think the ability they have depth now. You know, I think one of the great challenges a coach can have is the fact that when he looks at the roster and says, "Well, gee, who do I put in the first 30 minutes, first 40 minutes?" And these guys, with their work ethic and practice, have done a great job of actually making that difficult for me. You know, when you can say, you know what, you're going in for him, and knowing that I'm not going to lose anything, they're still going to be coming just as hard and just as fast. We don't lose anything. I think when you have that kind of depth, you know, because I think that was what we had talked about last time was depth. When you have that depth coming off the bench, that I think will take you over the hump.
And as you look at the next couple of weeks, the schedule, tell us about some of the things that we're going to see. Now, you've got your home opener coming up tomorrow night, a chance for
yes,
the home
sir.
Folks to get to see the Cubs.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. As far as what you see, what you'll see, I think, you know, we pride ourselves on, number one, great defense. And we do have, a really, really strong defense. We have great, experienced seniors on the back line that communicate and know how to work things well. You know, I think we look to how would you say it? Dominate you. We want to. We may not score 18 goals, but we're going to grind you out. We're going to hold the ball most of the game and wear you down. And that's the style that we've kind of become accustomed to and what we enjoy.
Now, Coach, you brought a couple of your players with you. We're going to meet them in just a minute. We're going to take a quick break here from our sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to meet a couple of the members of the 2018 Brenham Cup soccer team.
All right.
This is the Brenham Sports Line, Sports.net. Pothole along with Coach John Morgan. We'll be back with more right after these words from our Sports Line sponsors.
This is a Budweiser beer. Smooth, crisp, beechwood-aged beer. Brewed the hard way. No shortcuts. So when we wake up itching to prove the world wrong, this is the beer we'll drink. When we aren't afraid to fail, when we outwork and outheart everyone, this is the beer we'll drink. We've got things to do. Great, big, amazing, life-changing things to do. Ambition in one hand, Budweiser in the other. So when that prototype finally works, when we stop calling our startup a startup because it's not a startup anymore, when we win championships we're not supposed to win, when we say we're going to change the world and we actually change the world, this is the beer we'll drink. Budweiser. This is the beer we drank for the last 140 years, so it's going to be the beer we'll drink for 140 more. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
Back on the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude here on KWHI, KWHI.com, and we are streaming live on our KWHI Facebook page. So check us out on Facebook. We're talking soccer tonight here on the Brenham Sports Line. Coming up in the second half of the program, Coach Craig Boggan and members of the Cubette soccer team. But right now we have Coach John Morgan and members of the Brenham Cub soccer squad with us for 2018. And Coach, you brought a couple of your players with you.
Yes, sir. This is our striker and attacking mid, Rolando Lopez, and then our senior defender, Nick Rodriguez.
So. All right, and so we'll see who wants to go first. Okay. Now you guys don't get assists for passing off here in the studio, but all right, Nick, want to go first? Okay. All right, and well, Nick, first of all, how excited are you to get the season underway?
I'm very excited. Finally, just get my last year, especially with a new coach. So I mean. I'm ready.
All right. And what are some of the things this year that have got you really excited about your senior season?
Just the way the team has, changed over time. Everything has been going forward. We have not taken, no steps back.
And how about the start of the season? How nice was it? You guys have had a couple of tough years, but to come right out first game out the chute and to win it last week.
It felt great. We haven't had one of those in a while, so it felt great to finally put a W on the record. So.
And Coach mentioned a depth. That was something that last year it seemed like you guys were in all the matches right down to those last couple of minutes. How important is it this year to have depth and to know that there are some fresh legs that you can bring in there and stay up for these tough matches that are going to go down to the wire?
That's great because we do get tired as soccer. We run a lot, so having just somebody to sub on or off, whatever you need, is it's just great for us as a team, as for each other. It's just great to have that one player that you can just bring on and nothing changes for us.
And as far as this being a successful season, what are the things that you guys need to do these first few weeks before you get into district play to make sure when you hit district, you guys are cranking it?
One thing we need to do is just take care of our bodies, not try to really get hurt these, like, first couple of games. We just need to keep on, I guess you would say, like, taking care of ourselves, just not trying to get hurt or anything, just keeping everyone healthy.
All right, and how much are you looking forward to tomorrow night, your first home game of your senior year?
I'm ready. I'm just ready to get this home game started and get the season going.
All right, Nick, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
All right, and Rolando, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
All right, and if you could tell us, how excited are you to get this this season underway?
I feel very excited, you know, with the new players we have, new coach, going everything, like getting everything settled, new program. It just feels good to be having a new season, new start for us.
And what are some of the things you're most excited about as far as, last year, you had a lot of close games. This year, how excited are you to think that, hey, we turned things around this year, we're going to have a great season?
Like Nick was saying, we have people that we can sub in and sub out and know that we have confidence in them and knowing, hey, you know, we can put them in and they're going to do the same thing as us, so we won't give up. And we get tired sometimes, so we got to put some people in to let them know.
And what are some of the things that you feel are your most important attributes? What are some of the things that you feel you do well and bring to the team?
Just confidence, just letting them know that I believe in them and they believe in me, and to work this as a team as well.
And how about district play? Because, boy, last year there were some tough teams in this district. In fact, I believe Waller went to the state game, and other teams made deep runs in the playoffs. So as you get ready for district, what's going to get the Cubs to the playoffs in district this year?
Just new season. We got new players, like people that we can trust to put in as well, and that we're just going to work out and not have this last year's season that we had. Go out there and just work, grind, whatever we got to do.
And what for you is the most exciting part of the game? What do you enjoy most about being out there?
Just seeing the fans, seeing coach cheering us on, seeing the team cheering as well, and just seeing my family out there as well.
All right, again, tomorrow night is the home opener. That's got to be a lot of fun to have the family and friends out there.
Oh yeah, yes it is. We're just ready.
All right. Thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
All right. And, Coach, as you listened to two of your players here talk, what are some of the things that kind of jumped out at you as you were listening to them speak and talk about their excitement and love for the game?
Well, you can read it over them. I mean, they're excited to get this home game started. I think it's one thing to get the win away. You know, away wins are always hard to come by, but when you finally get a chance to show, your home fans, hey, this is what we got this year, this is what we bring to the table, it's exciting, and I'm sure it's not just them, it's a lot of them that feeling the butterflies, excited, just ready to go.
And one thing that in the past was kind of, that I always enjoyed about Cubs soccer in the past was. It's kind of a tough phrase because it's actually got kind of negative connotations. But what the fans called themselves, the hooligans, they would bring garbage cans and slam the garbage cans and beat things on them and make noise and get crazy. And it really had a big international soccer atmosphere. Mm-hmm. It was like there was noise and it was fun and it was a great atmosphere. There wasn't. There wasn't the craziness that you see, but I mean the loud, exciting atmosphere. What's it going to take to bring that back to the home games, to have the fans make noise and get crazy and make it a home field advantage for the Cubs?
Well, I think when to get a situation like that back, no doubt is huge game changer. When you can have that, it inspires the players, it intimidates the opponents. I think what that takes is buy-in from the community. I think if if they lack buy-in, nobody goes. And, you know, sometimes it takes wins. But, you know, I've always felt like, you know, once you have that community behind you, the wins come. You know, when they're there and they're screaming, those wins are coming.
And now as we get ready to get into district, I mentioned to the guys and also mentioned to you now, Coach, boy, this is a tough district. You've got some teams that made deep runs into the playoffs, a team that played for the state championship last year. What's it going to take when you get into district play to compete and to compete with these teams that have had some success recently?
Execution. I mean, I think when we talk about things day in and day out, we probably go through film almost every day, and we point out even the most minute mistakes. Because, I mean, everybody wants to go to state. Everybody wants to go to the playoffs. But it's only those teams that really address those tiny little details. Those tiny little details are what make champions. And I think, you know, with us defensively, I think we're going to be extremely hard to break down, and I think we're definitely going to pose some trouble for some other teams this year. So I'm very confident in that.
And for the folks that aren't as familiar with the game, to get them out there, if you could kind of describe a little bit your approach, because people see the European soccer, which is very physical and big, tough, rough. The Latin game that is very speed-oriented and very exciting and fast and dynamic. What is your approach and this team's approach to the game?
Well, the great thing about it is we have a little bit of both. Mm-hmm. We have guys that have the speed and finesse, but I'm telling you, man, we've out-muscled teams that were bigger than us already. So there's like a mix to it, and I think, you know, I would encourage the fans that, you know, everything has a process. You know, I think during the game, you're always trying to diagnose what the other team is doing. It's not like a football play where you just kind of, you know, let's run a play, let's get 6 yards. Soccer is all about trying to find that pocket. And, you know, you may go to the right side and realize, you know, they're shifting well, and then we switch it real quick to the left, and there's a pocket there. So everything is happening for a reason. We're just what ends up happening is you have to have players like these guys that are and the rest of our team that's, I think, has gotten to the point where they're really good. It's reading the game. They're finding where the opponents are making mistakes. But it doesn't just happen. You don't just throw a Hail Mary and it work. So it seems slow, but everything's happening the way we want it to.
All right. And again, Coach, tomorrow night, the home opener, and tell the folks when and where.
Oh, well, we got a game tomorrow of a JV at 5 p.m. and varsity at 7 p.m. Come out and support us.
All right, Coach, appreciate it, enjoyed it, and the 2018 season's underway, and we are looking forward to a fun season of Burnham Cubs soccer.
Always, man, appreciate it.
Guys, thanks an awful lot for being here.
Thank you.
All right, and this is the Burnham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. Coming up, it is Burnham Cubette soccer here on the Sports Line. Coach Craig Boggan and members of the Cubettes will be joining me in studio. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes. Up next, news on KWHI, where the news comes first.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition, because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
KWHI will be at the Mayfest Serenade this Sunday. Tune into KWHI 1280 to find out who will be this year's junior and senior Mayfest Kings and Queens. Plus, enjoy the Brenham High School Band as they serenade the new Monarchies with their midwinter concert. KWHI will broadcast the festivities live this Sunday, January 14th at 2 p.m. This broadcast of the 2018 Mayfest Serenade is brought to you by the Barnhill House Toys and Books, Brenham Wholesale Grocery, Norman's Pharmacy, and Blinn College. Tune into KWHI this Sunday for the Mayfest Serenade at 2 p.m.
This is a Budweiser beer. Smooth, crisp, Beechwood-aged beer. Brewed the hard way. No shortcuts. So when we wake up itching to prove the world wrong, this is the beer we'll drink. When we aren't afraid to fail, when we outwork and outheart everyone, this is the beer we'll drink. We've got things to do. Great, big, amazing, life-changing things to do. Ambition in one hand, Budweiser in the other. So when that prototype finally works, when we stop calling our startup a startup because it's not a startup anymore, when we win championships we're not supposed to win, when we say we're going to change the world and we actually change the world, this is the beer we'll drink. Budweiser. This is the beer we can. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Chuck Sievertson. Now at risk of dangerous mudslides with a winter storm expected to bring several inches of rain, parts of Southern California where any rain-absorbing brush burned up in wildfires. This person's among many filling sandbags to protect their homes in Ventura County.
It'll just be nice and fresh to get this ashy, stinky smell out of here and start over. I think a lot of people are starting over, and I look forward to that.
Evacuation orders issued for burn areas in Santa Barbara County. President Trump talking to the National Farm Bureau annual convention in Nashville, touting
it's a total of $5.5 trillion in tax cuts, with most of those benefits going to working families, small businesses, and who? The family farmer.
Analysts say most of the benefits go to the wealthiest. The president signed the initiatives aimed at improving broadband and internet service in rural counties.
Donald Trump, shame on you! Donald Trump!
These protesters outside the White House as the Department of Homeland Security ends special protections for Salvadoran immigrants. Nearly 200,000 people have to leave the U.S. by September 2019 or face deportation. In the case of deadly tainted water in Flint, Michigan, a preliminary hearing.
At the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, Prosecutor Todd Flood said the regulators put money over health.
They have a duty that they get notice and warning, knowing that something bad could happen. And sure enough, that bad stuff was happening.
Four regulators who oversaw the switch of Flint's water source in 2014 stand accused of failing to alert the public about the outbreak of Legionnaires' disease that killed 12 and sickened 79. Two of them also face a charge of involuntary manslaughter. Flood said all of them worked to conceal the results of lead tests from health officials. Aaron Katursky, ABC News.
One defense attorney calls the prosecutor's statements mischaracterizations. Efforts to fully restore power to Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria should get a boost, say federal officials, as more work crews and more supplies arrive in the coming weeks. This is ABC News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program that's been around for 25 years, and they have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $1 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money. Think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have a lot to offer? Well, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
She'll face charges.
Appearing in a California courtroom Monday, Shara Wright, the ex-wife of NBA journeyman Lorenzen Wright, waived extradition to Memphis, Tennessee, where she'll face charges in his murder. Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam signed an extradition warrant for her to return to the volunteer state. Wright has previously appeared in a California courtroom in a wheelchair. Billy Ray Turner, a fellow church member, has also been charged with conspiracy and first-degree murder in the 2010 death. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
He claims he'll spend $30 million to get America's young voters to the polls for this November's midterm elections. Billionaire Tom Steyer, former hedge fund manager of President Trump.
He is a clear and present danger to the institutions of our democracy and to the safety of the American people.
Disagreeing on ABC TV's The View, Senator Lindsey Graham, South Carolina Republican, saying he doesn't think the president's a xenophobic, race-baiting, religious bigot. On Mr. Trump tweeting that he is a genius.
If he doesn't call himself a genius, nobody else will. So.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I'm Ed Papa with the WHI Local News Update. A member of the Brenham Police Department has died after a battle with cancer. Corporal David Webb died over the weekend. He was 55. Webb was the department's resource officer at the Brenham Junior High School and was very popular with the students, faculty, and fellow officers. He'd been with the Brenham Department for 5 years after leaving the Prairie View Police Department. Brenham Police Department Captain of Patrol Operations Trey Gully says the department is saddened by the passing of Corporal David Webb and struggling through this as any other family would. Funeral services for Corporal David Webb are pending and will be announced as soon as they are finalized. Courtney Rowland, an A&M football sports reporter reported missing Saturday, has been located by Houston police. Her father told the Houston Chronicle she was found safe early Monday morning. Rowland, who covers A&M football for Aggiel.com and Rivals.com, went missing not long after telling a friend late Saturday night she believed she was being followed. Her father said just after 8:30 Monday morning, she was found physically unharmed and the police were taking her to the hospital for a checkup. Police say she was found in the Galleria area, but did not specify the location or any other facts. A forum for the Republican candidates for District 13 State Representative will be held Tuesday night at the Caldwell Civic Center. Five Republican candidates have filed for the March primary. Mark Young, David Stahl, Ben Lamont, Jill Wolfskill, and Daniel McCarthy. Current State Representative Leighton Schubert not running for re-election. The Republican forum is set for 6 o'clock. The public is invited. The Friendly Country forecast calling for sunny skies during the day. Look for a high of 64. Clear skies overnight with a low of 38. I'm Ed Pothel for KWHI, where the news comes first.
Going out? Plan a sober ride. Meeting friends? Designate a driver. Getting drinks? Call a cab. Getting the next round? Please call a cab. Getting behind the wheel? Stop. Stop. Stop.
Don't wait until it's too late. Plan a sober ride while you can at soberrides.org. Drink, drive, go to jail. A message from TxDOT.
Tune in Tuesdays at 9 a.m. for Community Corner on KWHI AM 1280. Community Corner is a program to keep you informed about happenings in Washington County. Tuesday, January 9th, Craig will be speaking with Wesley Brinkmeyer about the Mayfest Serenade. If you have an event that you are planning and would like to share the information with the public, contact Holly at 979-836-3655. Community Corner, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on Friendly Country KWHI.
And we're back on the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude here on KWHI, KWHI.com, and on our Facebook page. You can watch us live right now as we go, as we stream live on Facebook. And again, want to thank Coach Morgan and the members of the Brenham Cubs for joining us in the first half of the program on our soccer show here tonight. And now we turn our attention to the Brenham Cubette soccer team, as we got a full house here in studio tonight. Coach Craig Boggan and the Cubettes are here with us this evening. And Coach, first of all, thanks for joining us tonight.
Hey, we really appreciate you having us here.
All right. Great to have you here. And first of all, boy, I tell you what, you guys are off to a great start to the 2018 season. Talk about Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the Bluebell Invitational.
The girls played really well. They came out, and of course, Thursday we had an opponent that we figured we could handle, and we scored a lot of goals. For us, it was a great thing. Last year, we weren't real successful in goal scoring. So it gave us an opportunity to learn how to score goals, and we scored 9 goals by 8 different girls, so good distribution of the goals there. It was a great start to the season. Friday morning, we had a much more difficult opponent. Victoria East was really good. We played spectacular the first half. I think we outshot them 9-1. And then the second half, they outshot us 7-1, 7-2, something like that. It was a tale of two halves. But luckily, we got a goal in each half. We were able to hold on to a 2-1 victory there. Got us into the semifinals where we played a really, really good New Caney team. They're really good coached. And they had 26 girls, and I think all of them played. They were subbing every 3 or 4 minutes. Kind of messed with our rhythm a little bit. But, you know, it was a back-and-forth game, 0-0. We went to a shootout, penalty kick, see who goes to the final. Can't talk enough about how good Ashlyn played. She blocked 3 of their 4. We shot 4. We only shot 3, but somehow the referees had to just go an extra round, and Robin got to make her goal there too. But we made every shot we took in the shootout, which was great. We practiced it before Christmas holidays. We practiced it 3 or 4 times at practice, knowing this could come down to it. And then we had our final against Denton Ryan, who is a, as you said today on the radio, a state powerhouse. And, you know, I didn't know what to expect from our girls. I watched Denton Ryan play throughout the weekend and knew we'd have our hands full and told the girls before the game, I don't care what the score is, just play hard. And I wouldn't have been surprised if we would have lost 3-0, and I'd have been happy if we would have played hard. I didn't expect what my girls had, and I do call my girls sorry parents. They are my girls when they're under my supervision. And we jumped out to an early 1-0 lead. Fatima Guado received a ball, you know, in the middle. And Fatima said their best games of her life. I've coached her for 3 years now. And this weekend was lights out for Fatima. I can't say enough about how well she played. She got a ball, sent a through ball. And I guess didn't run in no clue how fast Desiree Jones is. She got a touch around a defender. The keeper came way out. She touched around her and scored a really easy goal. 1-0. We jumped on board early. You know, and then it was a dogfight ever after that. So it was a great game. You know, came out a little bit short. We got a lucky goal. They got a fortunate goal that hit off of somebody and went into the goal. But the effort put out, you know, 3-2 against Denton Ryan on the first start of the season, we'll take that any day of the week with the effort. I mean, this team was a bigger team. It was a more skilled team, but they didn't play as hard as we'd played. So that was a difference in the game for us.
Now, I know that, you know, people took a look at last year, a rebuilding season, because 2 seasons ago it was such a senior-laden team, lost almost every starter from that team 2 years ago. Last year was a rebuilding season. While the record might not have indicated success, how successful was it to take a bunch of young players and get them ready for this year?
Yeah, last year was a challenge. We, of 11 starting position, 10 of them were all new. Not necessarily new players, but we moved people around. You know, mm-hmm. Robin's been an outside mid her freshman and sophomore years. Well, last year, you know, she had some really big shoes to fill by becoming a center mid. We've always been known for great center mids. And last year she stepped into that role. And now this year she is becoming one of those great center mids we've been known to have in Brenham. So if the ball's in the air, Robin's going to win it. Everybody else was new. I think Sarah might have been the only returner in the same position for the most part. Sarah Gibberto is here with us, and she played outside mid. But other than that, we had an almost new back line. We had new center mids. We tried some things. They didn't work. We tried new things. We finally found stuff that worked. But the good news is this year we have 9 returning starters, and you can tell the experience. You can tell that the ladies are knowing what they're doing. They're working together better, and we had a good tournament last year, our opening tournament. We had an even better one this year, so I'm excited for the season.
And now you've got another tournament coming up this weekend. Talk about what you expect to see at Corpus Christi.
I told the girls they spoiled me this weekend. Stepping up and playing so good that now that's expected all the time. We're no longer this young team that's growing. We have a whole bunch of sophomores with experience. We have juniors with experience. We have seniors with experience. There's a few freshmen that are coming up and playing as well. But I expect us to perform well. There's no more we're learning to figure stuff out. You scored goals. You defend well. Now let's put it all together. We've in the past, you know, before last year, we've always been super successful in Corpus. I'm expecting that again. I'm expecting us to go and score goals. I'm expecting us to go and not give up goals. I'm expecting us to go and win the tournament. That's our ultimate goal in this tournament. Our tournament, we were just playing to see how we did, and we exceeded expectations. Now the bar's been raised for us, and we need to win more and more games.
And As far as what have been some of the things when the that he have really had you excited when the team showed up a couple of you know, a month ago or so for those first workouts when practices started back
after Thanksgiving
in 2000 way back in 2017 when the practices began, what were some of the things that had you really excited when the team showed up for those first workouts?
I was excited to have the girls back again. And it's a cool, every team you have has its own identity. And having almost the same team back was pretty awesome because, as you can tell when we're here, in here, we're having a good time all the time. The girls know when we are off the field, life's fun. Once we step on the field, and sometimes it's been a challenge to get us all focused, but they understand once we step on the field to play, it's a different story. And it's exciting to be around the girls again, excited to watch them play, excited to build on last year, and ready for another successful season to get back to where Cubette soccer's been for 25 years. You know, last year was a bit of a blow to my ego, you know, after the first year and forever not making the playoffs, kind of brought me down to earth a little bit. So we're working hard. We're focused on the right stuff this year. And we're continuing to build the Cubette tradition.
What are some of the things that you feel over these next couple of weeks before that first district opener, the things that you feel when you get to that district opener that you've got to see to feel good about this team?
We got to go score goals. We got to score goals. We got to possess the ball. And it's difficult sometimes if you're not the most skilled team to possess the ball, but we found out when we possess the ball, the goals come. The goals are going to come when you possess the ball. Against Denton Ryan, I didn't know that we possessed the ball as much as we did, and we did, and we became successful when we did that. If we can score goals, we're going to have a great season. Last year, our defense was great, so now we just got to have the goals to come along with it, and this is going to be a great season if we can have that happen.
And as you look at district, how do you expect things to shake out as far as district play? Because it was a tough district last year.
It's a tough district. It's good across the board. I mean, you have, you know, realistically seven teams fighting for four spots. You know, really eight. I mean, even the lowest team gave us fits last year. So, you know, Magnolia's got to be the favorite again. They play really well. They have loads and loads of upper-level club players. They're coached well. They just have everything. And then, you know, Tomball Memorial has been really successful this preseason. They got second last year, and we lost to them twice by one goal. So we're not far off. And both the goals that we lost by were kind of fluke goals that, you know, made a real big difference in our season. Tomball, they're really well coached, really aggressive team. They've got to be the top three favorites. Willis is coached really well. Their coach does all of his homework and has his girls prepared all the time. Waller, their girls love playing for their coach. So it's going to be a dogfight every single game, and which is good. I mean, that helps prepare you for the playoffs. But this year, instead of losing 1-0, 2-1, we want to get back and turn that around and be on the other side of those close games. And we got to score goals. That was our struggle last year with scoring goals. But we'll be better this year at that.
All right, and as I mentioned, we got a full house. We've got some of the Cubettes in studio with us. We're going to talk to them in just a minute. Going to take a quick break, check out what our sponsors are up to, and then be right back. Cubette Soccer here on the Brenham Sports Line.
This is a Budweiser beer. Smooth, crisp, beechwood-aged beer. Brewed the hard way. No shortcuts. So when we wake up itching to prove the world wrong, this is the beer we'll drink. When we aren't afraid to fail, when we outwork and outheart everyone, this is the beer we'll drink. We've got things to do. Great, big, amazing, life-changing things to do. Ambition in one hand, Budweiser in the other. So when that prototype finally works, when we stop calling our startup a startup because it's not a startup anymore, when we win championships we're not supposed to win, when we say we're going to change the world and we actually change the world, this is the beer we'll drink. Budweiser. This is the beer we drank for the last 140 years, so it's going to be the beer we'll drink for 140 more. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
Mm-hmm.
And we're back on the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude on KBHI, KBHI.com. And as we've mentioned, you can also check us out on our Facebook page where we are streaming live at this very moment here on the Brenham Sports Line. And in studio with us is Brenham Cubette soccer coach Craig Boggan. And coach, and you brought some of your athletes with you. If you could introduce the Cubettes to us.
Sure. We brought Sarah Gibberto. She's a senior, a midfielder for us. She loves playing forward, but she plays more midfield for us. We have our captain, Robin Gatner. She's old hand to this interview stuff. She's a new mama hen of the group. She's not quite as vocal as our last one, but she's a quiet leader who leads by example. We have Mia Aschenbeck, a sophomore, who is our center back. Really big shoes for her to fill, too. She's done a spectacular job this year so far. And we also have Vanessa Nahara. She's a junior forward who's grown by leaps and bounds, is becoming our big offensive threat.
All right. And so we will we'll start with Robin. And if you could grab the microphone there. And all right. And Robin, first of all, how excited are you to get the season going?
Oh, I'm super excited. I've been looking forward to my senior year since, well, freshman year when I was playing with a lot of the older girls. And this is kind of the year I got to step into a leadership role, which has been fun. It's a good group of girls to play with, so exciting.
And how excited were you to have to get off to such a successful start this past weekend?
It was a really, really great way to start the season. Last year, we kind of started out the season the same way, though. Not quite as well, but it was a great start. We played really well at our tournament. So this year, I want to keep on growing from there, because last year was kind of, we hit a bit of a peak, and then we lost some more games after that. So this year, we're going to kind of try to keep going up.
And Coach talked about your growth from last year to kind of this year, taking over a leadership position on the team. How excited are you about that, being looked at as one of the team's senior leader?
I was a little nervous about it, but because Natalie left big shoes to fill, she was a great leader, just really a great girl to talk to and just led the team. And she was very vocal and very spirited about the leadership role. And I'm a little bit more shy there, a little bit quieter, but they're a great group of girls to be with, and they don't need so much leadership. Like, they're really talented, so it's just nice to be able to help them out how I can and when I can.
And one thing, Coach touched on it, and having watched the team since Brenham soccer began, is that one thing the Cubettes have always been known for is having fun. I've never seen a team that it seems like they have a better time together and just enjoys being on the field, whether it was, you know, 20 years ago or this year. And mm-hmm. how about that this year? Is that a good description of this team?
Yes, sir, it really is, especially coming back last year with 9 of the same starters and pretty much the same team with a few new freshmen, a couple sophomores coming from JV, but we all know each other really well. We all have the same sense of humor, a lot of camo jokes, a lot of, especially at Coach Spoggin, but not even wearing a shirt right now, but it's fine.
All right, and what are the things now you feel over these next couple of weeks you guys have got to do to feel good when you get into district play?
These next few weeks, well, we got to keep scoring. And what's great is we do have, last year we had a great defense. We had Mia, or you were midfield, but Natalie was back there. And then we had Lindy, and they were just really strong, great defense. And what we had a problem with was scoring. And this year we really have the speed up there with Dez, and Vanessa's fast too. And we have Pippi, and Vanessa's great handling the ball. So just getting the ball up there and scoring will really just help catapult us into the season.
All right, Robin, thanks for being with us tonight. All right, and next up is Sarah. And how excited are you to get this 2018 season underway?
Well, I mean, I'm really excited about it. It's senior year, you know. My mom's been like looking forward for me to be in this position since we were little, because we played soccer since we were itty bitty. So she's been looking forward to varsity soccer, so I'm just excited to play with this team. Really great, getting along really well, and just love all the girls.
And you mentioned playing since you were very small, and the thing is that about this team. You've played with most of your teammates ever since you guys were just little kids running around and weren't much bigger than the ball itself.
Yeah, me, Robin, I think Lindy and Jill, a lot of the girls that are on the varsity team this year, we played together since we were younger, and we just have this bond that really can't be broken.
And what are some of the things that you feel that over these next couple of weeks as you get ready for district play, you guys have got to do as far as getting ready for district?
Well, I mean, we have the, I guess, connection together. We play well together. We pass the ball well. I just think we need to work on scoring goals, like getting, I guess, I don't know how to put it, but like getting the ball up the field, working together, getting to just get the ball in the back of the net.
All right. And then in district play, what's going to be the key when you guys get into district?
I think we all have the same answers, just scoring goals. We really did struggle with it last year. Just now we have a great defense and we have a great offense. So I think it's going to be a great year.
All right, Sarah, thanks for being with us tonight. All right, and next up is Mia. And first of all, thanks for being with us tonight.
No, thank you for having us.
We're having
a great time.
Great. And talk about how excited are you to get this season started?
I am so excited to get this season started. The tournament was a great start to the season, and it was great to get back to soccer and to work together again after last season. And we are really all working well together, and we've just been having a lot of fun in practice and on the field. So,
all right. And as far as, like I asked the two previous your teammates, it seems like this team has a lot of fun. You haven't stopped smiling since you walked in the door. How much fun are you having?
I always have a great time. Sometimes Coach Buggin thinks I have too much fun. But like they said, we're really close, and we're more of a family, not a team. We're always together on and off the field, and it's a great time. They're like sisters to me.
And now, the one thing, though, that I mentioned earlier, I said, you know, I have a lot of fun and a good time, and everybody's always smiling, laughing. Those smiles don't transfer onto the field. Once that ball's put in play, talk about how ferocious this team is.
Well, when we step on the field, we gotta get the work done. And when there's a lot of celebrating and smiles when the ball goes in the back of the net, but until then, you have to work hard, and we gotta try our best, and we always have to keep pushing and keep working our hardest.
And what are some of the things you feel that you need to do for this team, to contribute to this team to be successful this year?
Well, I need to be a very active communicator, and I need to make sure that everyone's marked up on their man. So when we do, when we lose the ball and we have to play defense, so that everyone's marked and so it's easier, so we don't have to play catch up and run up and down the field.
All right, and how excited were you to get the season underway on a high note like this? Go 3-1 at the Blue Bell Tournament.
Well, honestly, I did not expect that. I don't think any of us did. We went into it a little scared. But like they said, there are 9 of us that have played together before. So it went really well, and we are very happy with the outcome. And we just want to keep it uphill from there.
All right, Mia, thanks for being with us tonight.
No, thank you.
All right, and last up is the loud and outgoing member of the group here tonight, Vanessa. And how are you tonight?
I'm well.
Okay. All right. Just I know you're very nervous, and just be good and calm. I won't ask any tough questions. I'm not smart enough to ask tough questions. Trust me. How excited are you about the season getting started?
I'm very excited.
Okay. What are some of the things that you think that you guys did best this weekend?
We communicated a lot. We distribute the ball. We won the ball. And, you know, we worked really hard together.
All right. And what are some of the things you're looking forward to now this weekend? You guys are going to Corpus Christi, going to see some new teams. What are you excited about this weekend?
Everything.
Okay. All right. Now, what are some of the things you feel that you do well? What are some of the things that you like to do when you get out on the field?
Things I like to do. I like to get the ball. I really enjoy playing with my two siblings, Desiree Jones and my sister, Alexi Orozco. We play really well together.
All right. And what about, and as far as, last year was a tough season, was a tough district. What are the things that you guys have got to do this year to have a good district season and get to the playoffs?
Make really good plays and communicate. Just try to get the ball up there and score.
All right. Walk in the door. Is it always like that?
Always.
All right. Well, Vanessa, thanks for being here. You did a great job.
Thank you.
All right. And, Coach, you listen to these players and what they had to say, what were some of the things that jumped out at you?
That they did a really good job, most of them, on this interview process. they're seeing the same things I am. We need to score goals. They know that. We still got to work on possession. We have to communicate and work very hard as a team. I want to say that because none of them actually did. No, I meant to work very hard as a team. They know what to do. It's an experienced group for the most part. So it's just bring that all together and using their experience as a team to possess the ball, go score goals. We do some tactical things. We adjusted. Even the Denton Ryan thing, people probably would thought I was crazy when we went up a goal that I went to three forwards instead of two. But they understand if we have three forwards, we're stopping their back line from passing around. We're stopping them from possessing the ball, and hopefully we possess it more. So, I'll make some tactical adjustments, small ones. They've seen it all last year. They know how we adjust and how we move. So it's really cool because Denton Ryan, all I did was say, Fatima wide, Sarah up, and the team knew what we were doing. It didn't have to be screaming to them like how we're changing tactics in the middle of a game. They've seen it all. They know it all. So we're going to use that this year and hopefully to our advantage to where we can be a little more successful than we've been last year.
All right. And now, of course, we mentioned you're going to be in Corpus Christi this next weekend. And when will the home folks get another chance to see you?
A week from tomorrow.
Okay.
A week from tomorrow, we play Crosby at home. I don't know a whole lot about Crosby, but I know it's a game, and it gives a little more experience before we head in the district. We have that game, and then on the 19th, we have a long out-of-town trip. It's a varsity only. We go to Seguin.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a heck of a bus ride.
Instead of doing three tournaments, we get a couple more games in, and this lets us have one. It's kind of a way, some more of that team bonding,
right.
So they can annoy me on the bus, that type of stuff.
Just try to stop them before somebody starts singing 100 bottles of beer on the wall.
Oh. They are not allowed to sing on the bus. That's the number one rule on the bus. So it's just a joke.
All right. And again, you're going to be in Corpus Christi this weekend, back at home next Tuesday night. And so we urge everybody that can come on out next Tuesday night to come on out and watch this team. It sounds like it's going to be an exciting year. It's going to sound like it's going to be a fun season, the Cubette soccer coach.
It will be. We do have some great fan support. Even though we weren't so successful last year, we still had plenty of fans. The championship game, I looked up in the stands and I was like, wow. Look at all these people that came, and we gave them their money's worth. So that made it even better for it. Today at school, I couldn't get a whole lot done because everybody kept coming by and saying, man, you had such a great tournament. Man, what a great game. So the backing's there. We have great support. So we look forward to keeping that up this year.
And one great thing about soccer fans is they're never afraid to act stupid. And when I say stupid, I don't mean dumb stupid. And when I say stupid, I mean crazy.
Yeah, there's a reason they're known as hooligans and everything else. And the soccer fans are passionate. They're real passionate. And it's really cool. I mean, we have passionate fans here in the States for football and stuff. But, man, when you see some of those European club teams and the people that follow them, it's pretty wild. Pretty dang wild.
And indeed, and that's what some of the Benham crowds seem like for the soccer games, and it's nice to see it returning back to that.
It is. You had the back in the day, the trash cans and the bats and everything banging on stuff. That was 10, 15 years ago. I mean, when the boys were going to state, it was an awesome atmosphere, and you know that's our goal. That's our ultimate goal, is to get Cubette soccer to that same level.
All right. Well, Coach, again, we wish you all the best of luck, and congratulations on a nice start to the season. And now let's continue to build from there and progress one step at a time.
Exactly. We really appreciate you having us here.
All right, and thanks to the Cubettes for being here tonight.
Thank you.
All right, this is the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude, also known as Giggle Central, and we will be back to wrap it up right after these messages.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition, because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
Tune in Tuesdays at 9 a.m. for Community Corner on KWHI AM 1280. Community Corner is a program to keep you informed about happenings in Washington County. Tuesday, January 9th, Craig will be speaking with Wesley Brinkmeyer about the Mayfest Serenade. If you have an event that you are planning and would like to share the information with the public, contact Holly at 979-836-3655. Community Corner, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on Friendly Country KWHI.
You've been listening to the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude, brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and by Classic Air Cleaners. Cecil Meekins and all the folks, make sure you look great in everything they do. Want to thank Coach Morgan and the Brenham Cubs and Coach Boggan and the Brenham Cubettes for joining us as we talked Brenham High School soccer tonight on the Brenham Sports Line. Well, coming up, college football national championship game, Sports Talk's Pigskin Pick, Alabama 24, I'm afraid, and Georgia 7. You've been listening to Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. We'll see you again next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. KWHI, Brenham.